Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. I hope everyone is doing amazing. And today I'm going to be talking about something you probably have never heard about before because it's pretty rare that people talk about it. But if you have heard of it, then that's so dope. So I had never heard of these records before September 2020 when my friend, actually my best friend of 12 years that I talked about during episode one, the girl who's constantly introducing me to things to help me reach my highest potential and highest vibe. So yeah, anyways, she and I were chatting and talking about feeling kind of stuck, and she recommended that I have my records read by a reader who she knows really well. I immediately told her I was down, and so she sent a group text with me, her, and the reader. The reader replied and said she could feel the good vibes already, and then she sent me an email with the breakdown of how the Akashic Records reading goes. So the email explained what the records are, so I'm going to read her definition of them to you guys and what a session with her includes. So this is the definition. The Akashic Records contain all information on all souls for all times. It's a depository of all the information of what every soul has ever done, supporting the theory of quantum consciousness or oneness. In Hinduism, Akasha means the basis and essence of all things in the material world, the smallest material element created from the astral world. Today, Akashic Records or Akashic Library refers to an ethereal compendium of all human knowledge and history, a vibrational, energetic archive of every soul and its journey. The Akashic Records can be considered energetic grids that are surrounding all people, all things, at all times. This dovetails with what is now proven in the modern scientific field of quantum physics. Particles are energetically entangled, meaning what happens in one location can actually affect what happens in another location at a very far distance. So that to me just sounds like the dopest thing to exist. And then this is what she offers. So part one is a soul profile. And the soul profile identifies various aspects of you at a soul level, providing insight into what you hope to accomplish during this incarnation, as well as giving you information about your studies in previous incarnations, past lives on Earth. It identifies your soul origin, past lives not on Earth, current soul blueprint, archangels, spirit guides, and more. Does knowing who you are at this level really matter? Yes, it helps connect the dots and understand why you do the things you do. This is similar to understanding your astrological chart or your Enneagram number. Knowing a little about these things will help you understand your habits and tendencies. It will also help you identify and resonate more deeply with your gifts and your passions. And part two is an energy clearing. So I'll read what that means too. So that uses a standardized formula to check for a wide array of things that may be negatively impacting your life energetically and causing disruptions. It addresses mainly planetary issues from this life and other incarnations on Earth. Sessions can help reduce feelings around stress, anxiety, and self-doubt. There is no replacement for each person doing the work on themselves in a day-to-day life. However, energetic clearing work addresses patterns in your life that no longer work for you. Often after a session, you will start making changes that will allow life to flow with greater ease. You will reconnect with your spiritual life here in the physical. So that literally blew my mind. Like, how dope would it be to get all this information? I was so excited to know like who your spirit guides are and what your soul mission is and what the blocks are that exist in your life, you know, that keep you from reaching your full potential. Like, amazing, so attractive. So I scheduled my session with her, you know, just like right away. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about what I learned because it's just so cool. So I learned that I have 4 spirit guides, but she can't tell me who they are. She can't tell me who they are because the guides don't usually reveal themselves, but she told me that I can ask them to reveal themselves through my own meditation. So I'm not sure who they are yet, but I hope that they reveal themselves to me at some point. I've asked, but I'm just not ready to know yet, I guess. And she, this I thought was funny. So actually one of the spirit guides that I had was negative. So the reader told me that she literally like fired it and replaced it with a positive one. So bless her for doing that. And then she told me something really cool that I had no idea about. So she told me that every human has 6 layers of energetic fields around them. And after, you know, you're alive and, you know, things happen in your life and life takes a toll, you can experience your shields being broken down. And so when she did my reading, she told me that I only had 2.5 shields left, which means a lot of them were broken. So she used her energetic skills to like build them back up to a complete 6 shields. So this means that it'll just be harder for negativity to really affect me. Like it just feels easier now, like to ignore bad vibes and just not get to me the way that they used to. So I'm so grateful that she did this for me, and I definitely feel better energetically and just more spiritually connected overall. So loved that. Then she told me which archangel realms my soul originated from and what that means for me in my human lifetime. So I'm not going to get into, you know, my origins, but because each one is like super detailed, but it just really helps like connect the dots of like why you like feel the way you feel sometimes and like why you're like attracted to like certain parts of life. So that made a lot of sense to me. And then she told me about the most interesting part to me. So I thought this was so cool. So she told me about my soul contracts. So she told me that I have 4 soul contracts in this lifetime, and there's like a few kinds, and you could have all of them, you could have none of them, but for me, I had 4 soul contracts in this lifetime. So she told me that I have a healing contract with a male who is known to me, who is younger than I am, that I met recently, a protection contract with a woman who is known to me, who is older than me, that I feel has been protecting me for a while, a divine counterpart connection with a male who is known to me, who is younger than I am, and a compassionate connection with a male who is known to me as of recently, who is younger than I am. So she doesn't know at that point like who the contracts are with until she like does this check-in with me. So she asked me for a list of names to offer up to see if any of the people are confirmed members of these contracts with me. So I just gave her a few names, you know, didn't tell her anything about anyone. And then she asked Spirit to confirm who's who. And like, she's, you know, so she asked like, is this person the compassionate connection? They say no. And then she tries this person. And then finally she got a yes. And I was like, oh my God. So I got yeses for everybody, you know, so I know who each of these contracts are with. And yeah, I'm not going to get into the details on each one, but I wasn't surprised at all when she explained what the contracts mean and then who I was with, you know, in them. So everything truly clicked when she told me that. So the compassionate connection is with my twin flame. I haven't talked about that at all yet on this podcast, and I'm not sure when I will, but yeah, I just haven't talked about what that means, but the compassionate connection is a soul contract with somebody that you are trying to unlearn codependency with. So that's essentially the definition of the twin flame journey. So that just like makes so much sense that we have this contract, because it just is what it is. And you know, what we've been experiencing with each other. So yeah. And then my divine counterpart contract, was also really dope to find out about, because I figured they would be the same, but they're not. So that was really cool too. Then she told me about this dope concept called God Sparks. And so there are 5 God Sparks that every human possesses, and they're measured from, like, some of them are measured 0 to 100%, some of them are measured 0 to 50%. But yeah, so every human has a love God Spark, a truth God Spark, a power God Spark, and an abundance God Spark. And sorry, one more, and a light God Spark. So mine were pretty high, which was really exciting to learn. But my light God Spark was the highest out of all of them, which means that I've ascended a lot over my past lives, and that this lifetime, if I keep ascending and raising my consciousness, that this could be my last lifetime on Earth. So yeah, I thought that was cool. And she, you know, she's just like, wow, to have it, you know, have it this high really means that you've done, you know, a lot of work over your past lifetime. So that was just like really cool to know. So loved that. And I know that literally sounds insane, and I feel very, you know, woo-woo when I do say it, but it, you know, just, it is what it is. So this was so much information to process, and I'm still processing it 3 months later, but I do feel like so much better, and I have gained some, you know, closure on why I am the way that I am, and, you know, about what my soul mission is through the records, and that just drives me to want to accomplish that mission even more. So then after this initial session, I had 2 more sessions with the reader called integration sessions, which are meant to give her my feedback about how I'm operating in my life by integrating what I learned from the sessions, you know, into my daily life now. So, you know, basically kind of what this entire podcast is about, right? So after the first session, when I learned everything, like, I had seen my friends, I saw my family, done some normal life stuff, and it just honestly, like, all, like, feels so different now. And that's why she offers the integration session, so, like, we can talk about, like, the best practices for integrating the information into my daily life, which I think is just so helpful. Like, I love knowing all of this, and that it's possible for every person to access this information. So I started learning how to read the Akashic Records myself. So I've been reading a how-to book and have opened my own records a couple times now, and have spoken to the teachers, masters, and loved ones who are basically the librarians of the records, who offer just amazing advice about basically anything you want to know about. So I've asked them a lot of questions and have gained clarity on, like, a lot of situations, both past and present in my life. So, like, sometimes I just open the records but to open them, you have to say a sacred prayer that connects you to them, and then, like, it'll be decided whether or not, like, they're gonna open for you or not. So luckily, every time I've said the prayer, they've opened. And sometimes I just open them and, like, I have a question, like a specific situation that I want their opinion on, or I'll just, like, open the records and put on some music and just, like, close my eyes and open my mind to whatever the records want to tell me, which I think is just, like, really cool, because sometimes they just have some information that I didn't even know that I wanted or needed. So I'm really grateful for that. And I really like the dynamic that I have with these keepers of the records, and it just, like, feels so cool to have their words, like, flowing into my head. So I opened the records for one of my friends recently and had a great session with her about a problem she was dealing with And I was really happy to help connect her to the record so that, you know, she could gain some clarity about the situation in a different way. So I really want to continue my work in the records and, you know, continue to help people gain the kind of clarity that I gained from learning all that I've learned. I think the records are a great source of healing as well. Every time you open the records, it connects you more to God and to good vibes and light just flow into your being with, you know, while raising your vibration. So every single time you open them, you heal a little bit more and you raise your vibes. However, it is exhausting to open your records. Literally every time I finish, I have to take a nap or just go to bed. So I try to open them at night, just, you know, before I go to sleep. And the reason it's so exhausting is because your vibration raises so high to connect that it just, you know, it takes a lot of energy to connect and stay in them effectively. So I'm just exhausted every time. Hopefully the more that I do it, you know, I won't get so tired every time, but that's how it is for now. Yeah, so if anybody is interested, you know, in having their records read, I 100% recommend it. But just like a general FYI, every Akashic Records reader does their sessions like pretty differently. It's not like a standard kind of session. So it's not like a psychic reading. The information is just accessed from somewhere like completely different. So, but some Akashic Records readers like do offer a session that will, you know, answer some specific questions. So like, you know, you could ask a reader for, you know, a couple questions and they'll open the records for you and get your answers. And then the only thing is that the records believe that, time is fluid. So they do not answer questions that begin, you know, about when. So you can't ask when questions, but you can ask how, why, and what. And I just think the best thing to ask, and, you know, just because it's been the best for me so far, is something like, you know, what was the purpose of this situation I dealt with or am dealing with? What is the purpose of my relationship with so-and-so? What is the best way for me to become my best self? You know, things like that. And then other readers, like the one I worked with, will give you all of the info, like your soul profile and your spirit guides and things like that. So, you know, it's really unlimited what you can find out once you access the records. Yeah, and then the best part about it, which I just still think is so wild. So I had started doing an energy clearing meditation once a week for about a month before ever hearing about what the records were when my friend brought it up to me, like I said earlier. So I always fell asleep before the meditation ended and I never heard the end of it. You know, it was flowing into my subconscious, but I had never actually heard the end. So then a week after my reading, my Akashic Records reading, I finally finished the whole meditation before falling asleep. And at the end, the meditation says something like, your Akashic Records have been cleared and restored. And I could not believe it. Just like another synchronicity. And like, but that's how the records work. Like they summon you. So if you're listening to this, it could be because the records have guided you to learn about them and encourage you to open your own. So I just thought that was all so wild. And I just loved how that worked out because, you know, I had just been subconsciously digesting this and then, you know, my friend brought it up and then it's so wild. So yeah, I just wanted to share, because I think it was such a game changer for me and definitely, you know, want it to become something that more people are aware of. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed learning about them. And if you guys have any questions about the records or, you know, even want me to do, an Akashic Records reading for you, I can open them for you. You can DM me on Instagram. I just made one for this podcast. And it's obviously just called, you know, Spirituality for the Real World. So yeah, take care, guys. Bye.